Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Thursday at 4 o'clock, which means we are joined by the great Mike Mayock of Sumer Sports. What's up, Mayo?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? How you all doing?
How you doing, Mike? Happy New Year, brother.
Same to you, brother.
Mike, I have to tell you, so at that website that that Mike works for, Sumer Sports, they have an AI thing that's only football called Sumer Brain. So if you have a football question that you can't find the answer to, you just ask the AI and it gives you to. It doesn't lie to you at all. So, so that is a good feature on the website there, Mike.
Slowly replacing us.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Just be careful how you ask the question. That's all.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's what actually most of those AIs is like the skill is how do you ask the question. And if you ask it, you give it the right prompt, you get the sort of answer you want. Mike, I'll ask you the question we sort of started the show with today and pose it to you. Is think about the game on Sunday from an Eagles perspective. Is this a game where if you're an Eagles fan, you're more worried about the Eagles losing the game themselves, shooting themselves in the foot, or the 49ers coming in here and beating them?
I think it's kind of interrelated because I think that the main key to the game is turnovers.
Okay.
And, you know, playoffs, you can say that. Anybody could say it. You don't need me to tell you that. But the Eagles kind of got to the Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl last year on the back of a heavy turnover differential. And this year they're plus six and San Francisco's minus six. And I think the way I look at it, Spike, is I think they are who they are. Jalen is who he is, whether you know you like him or not. And we've talked about this. He's not Matthew Stafford. He's not going to be Matthew Stafford, but he's got things Matthew Stafford doesn't have. And you got to live with that. And the running attack isn't what you want. You got to live with that. I think what you do have to live with for the playoffs is, hey, it's going to be a bunch of low-scoring, close games. I think this particular game, a lot of yardage between the 20s, and it's going to come down to turnovers and who takes advantage of the red zone. And, you know, the Eagles' offense is not dynamic, and that's what it is. I've come to kind of, you know, I watched that Buffalo tape on offense, and I just kind of sat back and went, this is who they are. You know, one good half, one bad half, and Vic Fangio and the defense rise in and save the day. I mean, that's kind of what it is.
Yep. So, looking at the Eagles team, like what is the if you were to pinpoint one sort of point of concern, what would the Eagles' concern be going into this game?
In this particular game, I think everybody in the world knows who Christian McCaffrey is. With the injuries to the wideouts, the questionable status of Ricky Pearsall, Kittle being on the injury report, you know, I think you're going to see McCaffrey used in all kinds of creative ways. And they got to find a way to get him the ball 25 to 30 times, and they will. And, you know, if Kittle is healthy and able to be the Kittle you know, that's another concern. But I think concern number one starts right there, number 23, and how effective you let him be.
Yeah, I would imagine, Mike, coming in this game, obviously the 49ers are undermanned. They're on the road. But if they have a puncher's chance, it's Kyle Shanahan and his play designs and his ability to scheme guys open and sort of take advantage of what may be perceived areas of weakness on that defense. I just don't know if there's enough there for him to work with, but he's done a good job of what he's had to work with so far this year. This Eagles defense may be a little bit much to overcome.
I've enjoyed listening to him talk about Vic Fangio and Vic Fangio talking about Kyle Shanahan this week. It's been intriguing the respect they have for each other. And then when you throw in the three or four games that they've played against each other and that Vic has done such a good job. Spike, I know you know the answer. What is it, 13 points or something is the most?
The 15 points, yeah. 15 points is the most. Now, if you wanted to do caveats on it, now that was the Garoppolo game. The other games were, you know, RG3 post-injury, Mullins.
Mullins, yeah.
And I forget what the other one was. But, right. You know, 10 points a game is 10 points a game, you know, no matter who the quarterback is. So
yeah, I'm not trying to oversimplify it. I love the respect they have for each other, and I'm with Ike as far as the respect I have for Kyle Shanahan, and he's going to have some surprises. And, you know, I'm trusting that the Eagles aren't going to let down their defense literally and give up gadget plays or kind of trick plays that they typically won't. But if their defense plays like their defense is capable of playing, I think it's really going to be difficult for them to score more than, you know, what's the most they can score? 17?
Wow.
You know, that and then if they can get to 17 because of offensive design and maybe Ricky Pearsall plays and maybe Kittle plays and McCaffrey, then what about the Eagles offense?
Right.
What are we going to see there? And again, I just keep coming back to efficiency in the red zone and turnovers.
Yeah.
Mike, when you look at the Niners defensively, you know, you can look at all of the injuries and you can look at results, you know, numbers-wise, it's not good. What do you see on that defense that specifically you think the Eagles might be able to take advantage of?
Well, it's funny because we had this conversation before Chicago, and yeah. Chicago was depleted at linebacker and couldn't stop the run, and obviously, they flipped the script that day on the Eagles, and the Eagles couldn't really run on them, and they ran for a couple hundred yards on the Eagles. So they ought to be able to be somewhat efficient in the run game, you know. And what really stands out is usually when you watch tape of a 49er team, a couple players really jump out, like Fred Warner and Nick Bosa, you know, at two different levels there. And they're both on IR. So their playmakers aren't playing this week on defense. And there's nobody where you just kind of go, wow, you know, watch out for that guy. You know, it just isn't. You know, is it Jordan Elliott, the defensive tackle? I mean, they have a couple of defensive backs. Denomador Lenore is a pretty good player, but there's nobody in there that you just go, wow, that I'm scared of him like I am Warner or Bosa, who can change games. But the same thing goes for their defense. They're really well coached. Robert Saleh is a single high defensive coach that plays a lot of zone. They do some man stuff out of single high too. Our defense coordinator with the Raiders, Gus Bradley, was kind of his mentor. So I'm very familiar with how they look at things. And that's why I said, I think you're going to see a lot of yardage between the 20s. You know, with both teams, because I think the Eagles struggle a little bit sometimes against zone and muddy coverages and different looks. And so I just think it's going to be, I keep getting back to, and I hate being so predictable, but it comes back to turnovers and taking advantage of opportunities. And that's assuming there's no kickoff return or block punt or any kind of gadget play. That's just assuming we get, you know, standard and that the Eagles field goal kicker can kick field goals.
Mike, just a personal one for me here. You've mentioned Ricky Pearsall a couple of times, and all season long, Jack has made fun of me because I say that Ricky Pearsall is good. Can you please just tell Jack that Ricky Pearsall is a good football player?
He's a good football player.
Thank you.
Well, Spike was acting like this guy's a top 20 receiver in the league.
I'm just saying he's
was.
A big
real
play guy.
You're misleading the guest.
I know. I'm trying to say that it, on their offense right now with Brandon Ayuk out and all the rest of it, you know, who is left? And Ricky Pearsall, you know, at least he can separate. He was a first round pick for a reason. He's got some quickness and ability to separate, but he's not a world beater either.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a good player. He's a solid player.
I got one NFL question for Mike. Shocking firing from my perspective, my old coach, John Harbaugh, down there in Baltimore. And then you get Mike McDaniels fired today. I'm wondering, that's the question I want to ask you, Mike, is how many teams you think are lining up to get Harbs in there as their head coach? Because I got a feeling Miami decided to move on from McDaniels once John Harbaugh may have shown some interest down there. What are you hearing about John as the next coach somewhere?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the, ironically...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think the two potentially hottest candidates are the two that just got fired in that Stefanski and Harbaugh. And you already talked about Harbs, and I love him. And I tried to get him at Boston College, and BC didn't hire him. And a year later, he was with the Baltimore Ravens. That's how much I think of the guy, both as a man and as a coach. I think Harbaugh can kind of pick his spot. I think Stefanski's going to have, it's already public. Stefanski met twice with the Giants. I'd love to see Vance Joseph and Brian Flores, a couple of defensive guys, get a real opportunity. I think they're both really good at what they do. And I think Flores, I know Brian, I think he can be a little bit of a tough ass, but I don't care. I mean, he's probably learned a little bit now that he's been in Minnesota, and I'm kind of straying, Ike, but to go back to your original question, I think Miami probably opened that thing up so they could officially talk to him.
All right, Mike, well, hopefully a week from today we're talking to you about another Eagles playoff game.
We are
in that part of the season where we could be talking about the end of the year.
It's a week-to-week thing now.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute, Ike, tell me where you are on this thing.
With the Eagles and the Niners or Harbs?
I want to hear what from Spike and Ike on the Eagles game.
Oh, I had to tell myself earlier this week, Mike, to calm down because I was too confident. Because I think this was a perfect matchup for the Eagles because of what they do offensively. They need to have somewhat of a soft defense to go up against to build that confidence. I love our defense, and our defense going up against an offense that doesn't have any legitimate outside threat. And as much as I love Christian McCaffrey, he's not the explosive runner that he used to be. I think it's a great matchup for us. I like the Eagles here by double digits, but I've been trying to keep that suppressed all week just because I don't want to be overconfident in the game.
And how about you, Ike?
I'm a big Shanahan guy. I'm a big Purdy guy. However, I look at this game and I just think to myself, if you can't beat a team at home who has like the 27th best defense in the NFL, your season doesn't deserve to go on. So they are the one team in the playoffs right now that they could play, maybe aside from Carolina. You know, the Eagles go to Seattle and lose, I get it. They go to Chicago and lose, I get it. They lose to the Rams, I get it. I just think that the 49ers, given their injury situation and here in Philly, I think they got to win this football game. So I'll probably pick them between 4 and 7 points, something like that. I think it'll be a close game. I have a lot of respect for the Niners offense, but given the injury stuff, I think the Eagles win this game.
Okay, awesome. Love to hear it. I've got Jacksonville, Buffalo, and I'm excited for that one.
That's an interesting
game,
man. That is an interesting
Sunday,
game.
Yes.
Yeah. What a job Liam Cohen did in Jacksonville.
I'm blown away by it. I don't even know Liam Cohen. Never met him. And you know, I can't believe the difference in Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show you that the connection with a coach or coordinator and the quarterback, kind of like we had with Gruden and Derek Carr, getting Derek to play at a high level. It's so important. So, and I learned that lesson. And anyway, we're way past our time, but
no,
not you.
No, yeah, not with you. Yet.
You go beyond the time thing. So as long as you have the time, I think the other thing that is great with Jacksonville is when teams are able to. Like, they do have an us versus the world mentality there. And I know once the game starts, all that goes out the window. But when you start to feel that with a team, you start to wonder, it's like, I don't know, maybe they got a little something. Yeah. And that Bills team, I think Josh Allen's the best player in football, certainly offensively. But that team just does not seem to have it this year the way that they've had it the last couple of years.
He's the only quarterback left where I think in the AFC anyway, they could put the cape on make that kind of difference.
Yep. He's as good as it gets.
Yep.
Right. Oh, my God.
All right, Mike. We will talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, Mike.
There he is, the great Mike Mayock. So he didn't say it out loud. We don't ever ask Mike for his prediction because he's not a prediction guy.
No.
But if I'm reading Mike's tone, I think Mike's a little worried about the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
He had me rethinking they're going to win this game. You know, I haven't vocalized it generally, but I think they win this game on Sunday. But Mike seems shaken by the fact that the offense never got it together.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, that's the one thing.
Yeah.
If you keep the Niners in the game and you ask, and if Shanahan can come in this game and say, you know what? All I need to get is 17 points to win, or try to get to 17 or 20.
Yeah.
I got a shot.
Yes.
Right? So, because he's got to be thinking, that offense isn't explosive and they aren't going to put up a ton of points.
Well, and I think Robert Saleh is probably telling them, like, everybody's telling you guys that you can't compete. Those
they
guys haven't done anything
that.
To anyone.
Yes.
They
definitely are using that us against the world.
Yeah.
And the fact that they look at the Eagles on offense on tape. It's not scaring anybody.
It's not something they have to figure out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, they're not scaring anybody.
The Mike McDaniel firing is, I thought he saved his job there.
I'm telling you, Harbaugh getting fired probably got him fired.
I think Mike McDaniel is that he's clearly
and guess what? If Tomlin gets fired, somebody else is going to get fired too.
Probably. Because they think they can hire him.
Hire Mike Tomlin, yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's a lot of good. It's not just Harbaugh that's a good candidate out there. Stefanski's a good candidate. Mm-hmm. I think Mike McDaniel's a good candidate. I was impressed by the fact, everyone can be impressed by the offense stuff. Mm-hmm. The fact that team did not quit on him this year, when I thought that thing was unraveling, I thought was pretty impressive. Because he seemed like a coach that the players would quit on.
Yeah.
But they did not quit on him.
I can't get behind.
Seems like a good coordinator.
I can't get behind the sunglasses and the knickers.
The capri pants.
The capri pants. We used to call them knickers back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
The capri pants. I think he's a brilliant offensive coordinator, though.
Yeah.
I think he would be a brilliant offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
some good coordinator candidates available if they do move on from Petullo. I guess he's already going on. He's already going to interview with the Lions, I guess, for their OC job.
Mike McDaniel is?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be a good hire. Oh, God, with that offense?
Yeah.
Well, can I
tell you? But we got a little old Bashbro. I mean, come on, man. Petullo, out of here. What should you
You have to be able to run Mike McDaniel. Do you think we run in Mike McDaniel's offense?
Probably not. But Kingsbury, possible OC candidate. So there's some established names out there.
For this team. We don't need an OC.
Would you take a loss on Sunday if you guaranteed Mike McDaniel?
No.
Okay. 215. Print the six. No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't even get to say it. Buffalo gets past Jacksonville. I think they're good.
Yet the
Bills are losing this weekend.
This is the one. That's why I said if they get past Jacksonville, I think they make it.
Barnwell has them in the Super Bowl. Has them beating the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, going and losing to the Rams.
Bill Barnwell, don't care. Okay. They're losing to the Jags this weekend. I know this Bills team.
Yeah, they're not good.
They're stone losing to the Jags this week.
Now, Allen, I agree with
Mayo. He can't put the cape on.
He can't put the cape, but he's had to put the cape on. He's had to put the cape on, I think, four times. And he almost did it against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Almost put the cape on against the Eagles. Yep. Should have won that game. And then he took the cape off and lit it on fire. And he missed that 2-point conversion. I'm not upset about it.
Yeah, don't sound so upset.
I'm not just saying.
Was that the most famous wide left in Bills history?
Oh!
Got him!
Nailed it!
Got him!
That was wide right.
Yeah, it was right. Yeah.
Was wide left the college game?
Yeah, Miami did a wide left.
Yeah, I was going to say there was a Miami one.
Yeah.
Miami, Nebraska?
Yeah. Or Florida State, one of them. Miami, Nebraska. It's one of them. Florida State.
Do you like that? I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Come on. I used to watch college football.
What do you like tonight?
Oh, I don't even know who's playing. Somebody tweeted at me yesterday, hey, love the show. Who do you like in the college football playoffs?
The Hurricanes and Ole Miss, man.
Oh, okay. I like the Hurricanes.
The last at-large team.
Okay, what's the line?
I don't know what the line is. I think Ole Miss is... I don't know who's favored in that game.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know which way I'm going.
All right. 215-592.
I'm certainly excited to bet again.
215-592-9494. You know what we're going to do?
This is my first bets of 2026.
Oh, yeah. Well, rumor has it, you would think it's good that 25 ended for you.
Man, that's not a rumor. Yeah, that's not a rumor.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.